Learn the art of investing on MoneyWise.
At what price must one buy a stock? That is a question that I'm quite certain everybody asks when they get into the area of equity markets. And that's just why on today's MoneyWise, we're about to help you understand value investing as a strategy. Welcome to the show. And the expert that we're going to catch up with today to understand this area is Dalen Pinto, Senior Fund Manager, Equity at IDFC Asset Management Private Limited. Thank you so much, Dalen, and welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah. And the very first question, and I believe in going straight for the jugular, what is value-based investing as a strategy and how is it different from growth-oriented mutual funds?
Yeah, that's a question that quite a few people find quite compelling. But we take a very simplistic approach to value investing. We really believe that it's a long-term investment strategy, you know, that primarily focuses on companies where we believe the current market price is much, much lower than the true intrinsic value of that company. What that really means is that, you know, we believe the assets, you know, are probably the brand or the kind of products that the company offers or the services that the company delivers, you know, are far more valuable over a longer time period than what the market is currently estimating. And that's really where the opportunity lies. When you think about value as an investment strategy. A simple way to understand, you know, this is like when we go to a convenience store and we like a discount on certain brands that we enjoy buying for our house. You know, I think that is really the way we approach value investing as well, where we try and look at a company where we believe the long-term fundamentals are intact, where we believe, you know, the company has inherent strengths and inherent moat for this business to earn above normal returns for a long period of time, despite short-term hiccups, you know, that any business could go through. Our investor should, I think, remember that just because a stock is low priced or a stock appears very cheap, you know, usually denoted by a low PE value or a low priced book value, I think these are very common matrices used in the market, that does not necessarily mean that the company or the stock is a value stock. So I think that distinguishment is very important for us. A low price stock, or what we refer to as a cheap stock, is not necessarily a value stock. Mm-hmm. And, you know, while selecting an undervalued stock, I think it's very, very important that you have to look at the underlying business, whether there are good long-term prospects, and select quality companies which are fundamentally strong and can create shareholder wealth over a longish period of time.
So just because the stock is low price does not make it alone a value stock. And thank you for that caveat. In fact, I want to later come and touch upon the topic of how does one actually gauge the true value of a stock, but that's a little later. So Dalen, we are always told that investors should have a diversified portfolio with a combination of growth plus value-based investing strategies deployed. Now, how would you help us understand this and make that choice?
Yeah, so I think growth and value has been a debate for a long period of time. If we go back in history and we look at, you know, the time period from probably 2002-03 to 2007-08, I think value investing delivered very, very handsome returns for investors. You know, post that, I think post the GFC 2010-11 onwards, we saw a very different side to the markets, and what we today popularly call or know as growth investing, you know, has been the clear winner over the last decade or so. So I think companies go through cycles, sectors go through cycles, markets go through cycles. And I think it's important for us to understand that the reason we call it a cycle is because things go up and things come down. And I think identifying where we are in the cycle and how to approach the cycle is really the answer to what kind of allocation one should have to growth or value, as the case may be. Right. So I think from that perspective, I always think you need to have some sort of balanced approach. Most of my conversations with investors, you know, seem to suggest that the recency bias really takes over our longer term thinking about a strategy. And, you know, since growth has done well over the last decade, given the kind of macro environment and the kind of policies that have been run by various central bankers across the world, you know, it's been the clear winner. And people continue to believe that it will also it'll be a winner for time to come as well, right? So I think that's where we need to be a little careful. We've already seen over the last 2 years since COVID, you know, actually took over our lives, that value as a strategy has made a very, very strong comeback. Mm-hmm. And some of the reasons for this comeback are to do with how the macros are actually changing, you know, how our views on inflation and growth are changing, how our views on monetary policy globally are changing. And we believe this will have a larger role to play in maybe value investing or value strategy, delivering supernormal returns maybe for a couple of more years, just like growth did over the last decade or so. So I think a healthy balance is probably required today. The jury is still out whether we are in a value super cycle, but I think a healthy mix is something that I think is recommended when you look at your overall portfolio as such today.
Now to come to that question, right? You did talk about companies with strong fundamentals being, you know, an important decision maker. What are the other metrics? Indeed, if I were to gauge the true value of a stock, or how do I find the true value of a stock, Galen?
So, they say investing is an art and not necessarily only a science. I think what we usually see in textbooks is the science aspect. You look at price to book, you look at PE ratios, you look at dividend yields, you look at free cash flow yields. So there's a whole host of financial matrices that are out there that we all try and look at. I think that's part of the story. I think the other part, of course, is the judgment, is your experience, is your ability to withstand, you know, the pain that some of your decisions could cause in the short term when you look at, identifying value stocks. So it's a mix of both financial and or science and arts, so to speak, right? And therefore, all individual investors, I don't think many of us, would possess, skill and knowledge is only one aspect. But what about the time required to evaluate, each and every investment opportunity that comes your way? If it's not a full-time job of yours, it can get tricky. It can get confusing. There's a lot of noise out there in the market. And therefore, we think it's better to really let a professional money manager cater to this particular requirement as such. So I think just a simple formula doesn't help answer the question. And I think that's where this whole category of value funds comes into play. And, I think it's probably wiser for someone who's not a full-time market participant to just park, some of your wealth in some of these value strategies out there and let the fund make that money and return that you so desire over a period of time.
We'll take a small little break over here and come back and chat a little bit more, because in a short while, I do want to understand if mutual fund route is a good way to expose yourself to the value-based investing ethos. But that question is going to come up on the other side of this break. Stay with us on the MoneyWise podcast with Dalen Pinto.
You're listening to MoneyWise, successful investment ideas that create wealth. Did you know?
Investment in mutual funds in India is growing. According to AMFI data, individual investors held rupees 20.86 lakh crore in mutual funds as of December 2021, an increase of 29.04% over December 2020. Investments of individual investors in equity schemes increased by 45% over December 2020.
Personal finance simplified, only on MoneyWise.
Value investing strategy, that's what we are talking about with Dalen Pinto today, and he just told us about how to find the true value of a stock, a very important question, as is this one, Dalen. Is the mutual fund route a good way to get into this whole area of value-based investments?
So I think it is. Like I mentioned earlier to your previous question, I think it's tough for all of us to develop an expertise, or to have the time and inclination to actually look, at how we do value stock picking. So right. I think the mutual fund is a very simple route. It's a very cost-effective route. It's a route where there are specific funds mandated to specifically buy value stocks, right? And I think that's the most important differentiator, that these funds, do have to look at value as a strategy, do have to look at value, and value has to be the predominant portion of the portfolio, mm-hmm. right? So I think any value fund that really follows a true value investing strategy and does seek to invest in these undervalued companies that I talked about, I think if you're a patient investor, I think the fund, and we have seen this, that the funds have delivered very, very good returns over a period of time. I think a minimum 4 to 5 year investment horizon is probably required, because there are periods of time that we've seen where companies can remain undervalued for a number of reasons, for maybe 1 or 2 or even 3 years. And, in year 4 or year 5, we suddenly see, a complete unlocking of that so-called value, because, there could be a multiple of reasons why the outlook for that particular company has changed. Right. I think what remains key and fundamental is that whatever company you do choose to invest in as a value-oriented company, I think the underlying fundamental story, the long-term growth outlook, the management quality, of these companies, I think that's where you don't compromise, right? Mm-hmm. What you do compromise is maybe on near-term returns, which may or may not look exciting. But I think, your patience more than makes up for the return that, in the initial phases can be substandard. Right. But really picks up over a 5 to 7 year period, as we have seen in the past as well. The second part that one needs to be very careful about is the type of value fund that you choose and the fund manager who's managing that product, because it's very important that what we call as the fund is managed true to label. There's a lot of subjectivity when it comes to choosing stocks in a value fund. I think that's a very important aspect of not only looking at what are the funds out there, but also looking at what is that fund manager doing? Is he true to label? Is he actually following the strategy for which I'm giving him that money, right? So I think that's the second important part that you need to consider while looking at value funds.
I know that by this time in the podcast, you have given us several reasons why the approach, generally speaking, the approach of value investing is a good one. But with respect to funds, if you were to boil it down into points, because we are a listicle generation, I'm sure you agree, Dalen, we are all used to consuming, top 5 ways, top 3 things to do that and so on. So if you were to give us some, 3 reasons why value funds are a good investment solution, what would those 3 top reasons be?
So I think, as I just mentioned, I think first is, the professional expertise to invest in value-oriented companies or to run a value strategy. Mm-hmm. I think it's very important that the respective fund manager, has the required experience and has spent time in running such a strategy, because it is different from running growth strategies, which I think are far, far more popular in the market as such. So I think that's one very important part. I think the second is obviously from a simple perspective of diversification. We talked about value versus growth, and I said you should have a healthy balance of both. And I think that's really because there should be diversification in a portfolio. And I think over the last 2 to 3 years, if you didn't have a value fund in your portfolio, I think you've clearly seen that you could have missed out on quite a few funds that could have actually upped the overall return for your portfolio. So I think it does provide that amount of diversification, which is pretty good. Mm-hmm. And the third aspect, of course, is monitoring the performance of value funds and what kind of risk management is being actually taken by some of these funds. So I think these are the 3 areas where we think value funds try to answer, with the various asset managers having people who have the expertise to look at this, who understand what diversification of risk should be from a traditional growth fund, and also how should one monitor the performance and how should one monitor the kind of risk that the underlying fund is carrying on behalf of its investors. So I think these 3 are important areas where value funds actually do the job for you.
So far, so good, and I can already see people making up their minds, but before they run with gusto towards value funds, what are really the risks while investing in this or taking this approach of value investing, Dalen, that you would caution listeners on?
So I think we very popularly use the word value trap. I think that's one area where investors might feel, they have fallen into when they get into value funds or value as an investment style. Because as I mentioned earlier, I think value really tests your patience as a strategy. And there could be a prolonged period of maybe 2 or 3 years where returns sometimes don't come by because, the companies that you're holding, their time hasn't come yet, right? And when I say their time hasn't come yet, it could be for a variety of reasons. Maybe the macros don't favor that sector. Maybe something's happening within that particular organization in terms of a change in management. Maybe a company was over leveraged and was taking time to get out of what we call as a debt trap. So there are a variety of reasons why, companies and stocks don't perform. But that does not mean that over a period of 4 to 5 years, companies are not able to gain traction in their earnings momentum and actually deliver shareholder wealth, right? I think the patience aspect is key. You will feel at times that you fall into a value trap, but I think you've got to hold it out and you've got to wait for your returns to develop. And we've seen, at least in the last few years, that patience has really resulted in very, very good rewards for investors in value funds.
And speaking of investors, just what kind of investors do you think, Dalen, will this fund be most suitable for? Or is there such a thing at all?
I don't think there is any particular type of investor that a value fund should attract. I really think value funds should be used as an add-on to your existing portfolio. So people choose growth funds, people choose large cap funds, mid cap funds, small cap funds. I think value is just another asset class out there which helps to balance your portfolio, diversify your portfolio, so that over a longer period of time, you're able to get, you know, better returns, right? Because you don't want to miss out on a particular asset class, right? So I think that's really the job that value funds do. I think investors are still very hesitant. They don't believe there's sufficient diversification probably in some of the funds. I think maybe we don't talk about value as much, especially in India. It's always talked about as a growth market. And I think that one perception that we all have, that value stocks don't have growth and therefore they are, you know, therefore they have value, I think that connotation needs to be kind of, you know, deleted from our mindset. Mm-hmm. We do buy companies that have growth potential over a long time period, but might have short-term hiccups, as I talked about. Mm-hmm. So a value company is not something that we buy just because it's cheap, but we buy it because we believe there is a longer-term potential. But today the market is undervaluing it for any number of reasons that I've mentioned before.
Well, thank you so much, Dalen, because this is, I think, a useful insight on one of the strategies that one should bear in mind while one attempts to create wealth for oneself. Fabulous that you could join us today. You're just the person, we're told, who can help us understand this space better. And I'm sure our listeners have walked away with plenty to think about. Thank you for joining us on MoneyWise.
Thank you for having me. Goodbye.
You're listening to MoneyWise, brought to you by IDFC Mutual Funds. Check out the rest of our series for more investment advice. Mutual fund investments are subject to market risks. Read all scheme-related documents carefully.